practices of the person of medium capacity. So now we're at the point of the person of the practice of the person of medium capacity, and here it's saying how to develop the mind. We say the mind that's intent on liberation. Okay. And then the path to that liberation is in the next verse. So when you're developing the mind that's intent on liberation, you're wanting to be free of being under the power of these afflictions that then are the motivating factors for us doing actions that then, which we call karma, those afflictions are karma, what we're always under the control of. So we're trying to develop a strong intention or will to get free of that. Okay, and so that's called this mind intent on liberation. And then once we have that, and that's in this one verse where it says, the door to all misery is seeking satisfaction and pleasure, having realized that there is no security in the faults of cyclic existence. May I be strongly intent on the bliss of liberation. Then, once we have that, strong intention to be liberated, then our determination to be free, and then we go about the path, what the path to that would be. So, and the meaning of the verse here then is that seeking satisfaction and pleasure is, in the Tibetan it works very nicely, but I'll see if I can make it in English. But just the idea is that our resources are there to give us satisfaction, right? We consume resources thinking that this will somehow satisfy us. But it doesn't satisfy us. It just makes us more want more. So then, in order to get more and more, then we engage in all sorts of actions and that are harmful to others. And so then, the result of those actions that are harmful to others is that we experience a lot of suffering. So. Understanding that, and then that there's no security in these different disadvantages of being in cyclic existence. There's no Securities has it. Then may I be strongly intent on the liberation, the faults of cyclic existence being primarily afflictions and karma, then may I be intent on liberation or breaking free from those, you know, the what is holding me into cyclic existence, my karma and my afflictions. So when we're talking about there's no seeking, the door to all misery is seeking satisfaction and pleasure, that no matter how we seek satisfaction or, you know, satisfaction within the pleasures of cyclic existence, we will never be able to achieve it. We create all that the non-virtue in doing so that brings us suffering, and then that there is no security in the faults of cyclic existence. Here is that any kind of good thing that we achieve in cyclic existence, then finally it's going to change into something that we don't want, and like this idea of this, well, the first one was this idea that there's no satisfaction, okay, in cyclic existence, and then when we accumulate something, then it just dissipates. When we achieve a higher position, we get some success, I guess that we can think. And when we get success, then failure follows after that, and then when we achieve let's see, when we meet together, then we have to separate, and so all of these show how there is, you know, there is no what do you say, security in any of the you know, the good things of the marvelous things of cyclic existence. Is it 10 to 12? Oh, it's 10 years old. That's a Geneva, like the strange arms on this thing.
Oh, yeah. Da koe dunghe san di chida dunghe kye se ara tru se ara yora dunghe sum se ara yora da dunghe sum di nga chi se ara dunghe ji dunghe se ara ne gyure dunghe kyaban du ji dunghe se ji da sum ra na de ne ne ko dunghe de dunghe dunghe se ko da da dunghe re ka je de na ko dunghe je te de dunghe ji dunghe re wa da de de ma gyure dunghe se de ma nyu re chi su na Tewa samgi wara nga zhita, tewa re, sung samgi wara. Tili ya, tsua dewa sagi wara. Yine ko ya, yur di tangbu di yawara de, chi ma ya ko di degi ma re, ko yun di tunghe re du yawara. Yur e dunghe sagi dwa, wale di shla.
So then, there's different ways of contemplating the suffering of cyclic existence. There's the six different types of suffering, there's the eight different types of suffering, and there's the three types of suffering. We'll talk about the three types of suffering, which is the suffering of pain, the suffering of change, and the suffering of, or the pervasive suffering of conditionality. The suffering of suffering is just that. It's just suffering as long as it stays with us. That's suffering, you know, that suffering of pain. You know, I just called it the suffering of suffering. But it's suffering of pain as long as the pain, the suffering is staying with us. And then that's the suffering of suffering, or the suffering of pain. Then the suffering of change is when, well, that suffering changes a little, and we feel some sense of relief, then that's what we call the suffering of change, because it will just change back again into suffering. And so we get this sort of, some change of suffering, really. So we don't really have to explain the suffering of pain or the suffering of suffering, because this, animals understand this. Whatever difficulty, suffering illness and different kinds of pains and difficulties in life, these are all suffering of suffering.
Those then in Jundra Tamatala is in which Dung Hesi Yonku Yara.
So then the suffering of change is what we experience as happiness. We experience this as happiness. But the feeling is of happiness, okay, we can say. But although it might be happiness, it's a change from the feelings of suffering, but then it's going to change back into a suffering condition. So the suffering of change is, we can understand from an example of, say, always walking or having to walk long distance, right? If you have to walk a long distance and you get tired, and then you say, okay, it's okay, now you can rest a little, and then you sit down on a rock, and they say, oh, you're feeling that time, you think, oh, this feels so much better, and you're very happy, you're very, your sense of relief gives you great pleasure, and you say, oh, I could just stay here. But if the person, who is, if we then said, well, you can't ever get up, okay, then the person that's staying there would start feeling miserable, right? And so that's the idea, if it's real pleasure, if it's real happiness, then it should stay. Okay, just like it should stay the way that you experienced it at the beginning there, but it's not real happiness, because it's just going to change.
shigeba nalti suda di mizhik togdi kene, kashi togdi pungbar kikdwa, kashi ngol kikdwa. Ndigan kwe togdi kishi kundugune di nazi shira tansuna, ndigan de tsu shaa chira. Ndigan shaa kudu wasi kibu yombi wara, hada ndig nazi di yomari, dedan kwa tsu ra, tayna kura sabli nal aata yam chansu.
In the 400, they give the example of somebody carrying a big load on their, you know, people carry loads on their shoulder, on their head, but this one, he's carrying some, you know, big load on his shoulder, and then it's getting really painful, and then he switches it over to his other shoulder, and then feels, oh man, that's so, I feel great now, but then it's just sort of the beginning of this one feeling awful, you know, so that's the idea of the suffering of pain.
No, did it, that's what it. Kore te wa se de ko tungye de tungye ngo ne ra ko ka se de de ne na ga da go de ji ji mi ji dung be ne ko na ga de pa ru ji ma na sa yo ma ra de wa de 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 wa ne shi ti ju ta ga ye ne ko de wa de ge ma re pe na ga ju na ni shi ta pe ya la ma de ka la sa ma de shi ta na so na ta nga ya shi ta ro che na so ti ko ya dra ne ka la sa du pa so ro to so na pe ki bu yong ra ta pe ya bu chung sung sam ga Ta yin toz rezo ko chihe saare te te wa surke mara ta ko chi mandri ni kange shindas che she lukura maadu ko dhagin dine shi degi me dwa. Shi tangu da ko ya wuja nani ya shtrasu na peki wiyo ra. O tandro to gui dhe to gu dhu tandri ka sobu tandra dine shi kanya ko me du sam gire. Re re ko nemi pa ne tewe shu dewa ngune di karas ne. Sobu tandra yin dewa re ta tili lagu dewa yo ma re. Ina nga zu di sam gui wa ma re nemi pa ne tewe shu sobu tandra yin kentri ma sunsi chi mandri degi maadu. Tanga lu tanda yo ya wo ya sam gi ma re ka wo tsol gi ma wa
if we think about it when we're really really sick okay and have you know have to stay in bed can't eat anything and then if we feel a little bit better and then we get up and we're able to eat something and then you know our sort of our health you know our physical health returns Then we feel now we're I feel oh this is great I feel fantastic and then you go and you know do you know whatever you want and then the situation changes immediately it's as if you've just forgotten that you know that feeling of relief and happiness and then. You just sort of go right back into this you know this feeling of suffering. Suffering is a thing that even no matter how much you suffer, you know, if you like kept on beating on your head, you'd continue to feel pain from that and suffering from that, but. Happiness is not like that. It's just like sort of like a very fleeting thing that changes back into suffering.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe we'll leave it at that. That's the end of the class. We're told.
That the nation is saying that the nation is there. That the nation is milieu to so we tend to have we is a cow compressor.
So then we're sort of leaving it on you know that you're thinking about suffering, but then if you, so maybe it's better to feel happy that you have a human life, you know, and just sort of leave it on a happy note, you know, just sort of rejoice in the fact that you do have a human life.
That's not what I wanted.